We are learning Masech Lezuma Daf Pei Vav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on two dots on Pei Hei Mabez on the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that Tshuva is Mechaper on Averis Kalos, on lighter Averis. What's the example the Mishnah gives? On Aseh and Loisase. Then it says Chamurois, which is Chayvi Misois, Chayvi Krisois, those things need Yom Kippur as well. So the Gemara is a kasha. That it says that tshuva works for asay and loisasa, hashda loisasa mechaperes. If it's mechaper and loisasa, which is more chomer to get malchus on that, hashda loisasa mechaperes. I'll say, but you have to tell me that it's mechaper and asay. It's pashut. If it's mechaper and loisasa, if it's mechaper and asay, I'm Rav Yehuda Hachkamer. This is pshat Mishnah. I'll say, va'al loisasa shenitik la'asay. The only type of asay, tshuva alone, is a kapara for, is only a loisasa, which is similar to asay, which means a loisasa that does not get malchus. And the Gemara gives an example of a loisasa shenitik la'asay. The loch is, we have a loisasa that you could make it up by doing asay, you don't get malchus. So that type of lav, tshuva works. And like the Chassid David speaks out, who had done lav shame by mice also? We know a lav has no mice, it gets no malchus. That also will have a kapara. But a lav, sheyesh by malchus, that you'll need already Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. That's not a Mishnah. Asein loisasa means when they're both the same type of category, they're both no malchus. Gemara has a kasha never. Loisasa gomaloi. You tell me a regular loisasa that has malchus, there's no kapara with tshuva alone. Raminu asks you a kasha from a brisa to sefta, which explains our Mishnah, which are kalos, elu hein kalos, asein loisasa. And the only exceptions, Dr. Gemara on top of Pevav, chutz maloi sisa, besides for one lav at tshuva alone won't work. The lav of loi sisa shem Hashem lekech loshav, which means there is swearing with Hashem's name. And if you swear with Hashem's name, that lav, there will no be kapara tshuva. Why? Because the pasuk says, ki lo yinaka Hashem es ashisha shmoy lashav, because Hashem will not be mechaper, not atone for someone who does Hashem's name for no reason. A kapara mitzmash, but all lavim get a kapara with tshuva alone. Besides, for loisisa, so it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, I get out of that kasha. Why? I'll tell you like this: loisisa v'chol domilei, loisisa, which is a lav that's a chomedig lav, and everything that's similar to it, all those lavim will not have a kapara. Not dafka loisisa. It means anything that's similar to loisisa, which is chomer loisisa. And it's a big doichik already. The farsh already asked. It should have just said in the loisasa with malchus. Why is it pick loisisa? Sounds like something special about loisisa. And another question also is that this is bothering me that loisisa has no malchus. Pasha loisisa is just a deeper. There's no malchus in loisisa. So sounds like it was saying it's similar because they're both chomer, but it's really not so similar. But kaparim, that's a doichik. We say really loisasa gomor, which means loisasa with a lav. There's no kapar of tshuva. And why do we just say loisisa? We mean everything that's similar to it. Another kasha with the same type of tarets. Tashima, Rabbi Yudaimer, kol shuhu meloisisa v'lamata, any lav which is lower than loisisa, which is more kuladik, more lenient than loisisa, tshuva mechaperes, tshuva works. Meloisisa v'lamala, and va'ad b'chlal, also loisisa, loisisa v'lamala, tshuva toila, yom kippur mechaper. You also need yom kippur. So again, it's mashmah, it's loisisa, it's the only lav that there's no kapara of tshuva. Everything else is kapara, right? It's the same type of teretz. Loisisa v'chol adomilei. It's a lav loisisa and everything that's similar to that. Toshma, not a braisa. Fisha nema b'chayriv tshuva v'nake. In the pasuk by the Yugim Amidos, it says in the pasuk v'nake, and we'll see the Gemara later on, darshan, that v'nake means doing tshuva. Tshuva works. Fishinema, it's a sebechayriv, which means in Har Sinai, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Yugim Amidus, and Moshe Davin the Yugim Amidus says, Fishinema bechayriv tshuva v'nake, it's yochel af loisisa imahem. You would think loisisa also gets a kapara with tshuva. Zok de Braisa, no. Tamaloyma, it says in the pasuk regarding the Israel, Sisa Hashem Akech Lashav, to swear at Hashem's name falsely, it says in that pasuk, Tam Lim Lo Yinake, that you're not going to get a kapara. Yoch Ashar Chayav Lavin Kain, the Bryce itself saying this, maybe all the Lavin also like that, doesn't not get a kapara with tshuva. Tam Lim Es Shemoy, Shemoy Udein Menake. When you swear with Hashem's name, that's such a chomer digalav. There's no kapara. Aval manakes shar chayiv lav, but other chayiv lav do have a kapara. So it's a mafurish of brisa that other chayiv lav have a kapara. What? It says in the pasuk, "Loi nakas Hashem es ashayisa es shemoy lashav," because Hashem will not give a kapara to someone who says Hashem's name for nothing. So it's mashma dafka this. Everything else, yeah. And here you can't say kol domilei. What? What do you kippur? What do you kippur? It just makes it more chomer. Tshuva alone won't work. Tshuva alone won't work. But what do you see? That all other lavim, aval manakel sharachayv lavim, all other lavim works. Only special lesisikus, special xeris hakosav, that deer doesn't work, but everything else works. So it's a kasha of Rav Yehuda who explains our Mishnah and says that leisasa is dafka, leisasa nitik lasei. No, we're not. No, tshuva doesn't work to take off malchus pastors. Tshuva means, let's say, bizman hazeh, where you don't have malchus, you don't have chayav mises, you don't have chayav mises, is what's the kapara for that? So we're saying tshuva is a, for that level lav. That's the question: is tshuva enough for kapara? You need yom kippur. But of course, in time of bezdin, bizman bezdin, you'll get malchus. The same thing with chayav mises also. Someone can't do tshuva not to take away mises bezdin. Karis is a shaila, but you can't take off mises bezdin. Akapanim, we're just talking the level of the chomer of the lav. Akapanim, what it says in this brisa is that all the chayiv lavim tshuva works, and not like Rav Yehuda's pirush in our Mishnah. So Gemara says Tanoi, it's mechagas Tanoim, because I'll bring him a first brisa like Rav Yehuda. The title of the brisa, Amat tshuva mechaperes. What is tshuva kapara for? Al asay by loisas shenitik la asay. Clearly, dafka asay and loisas shenitik la asay, which doesn't have malchus. Amat tshuva toilin shibur mechaper. Which type of avera you need tshuva and yom kippur? Al krisos on chayv krisos on mrs. bezdin on mrs. bezdin on loisas a gomer and a real loisas. So Klaren this price like Rav Yehuda that loisas that gets malchus is in the same category as Karis and Mrs. Bezdin. And here you see Klaren Mrs. Bezdin also there's no kaparan. Tshuva won't help you stop Mrs. Bezdin, but it means bezman hazeh. If someone does Mrs. Bezdin, then tshuva and Yom Kippur will be chaper for that. So to Gemara Vayta, we mentioned that in the Yugam Amida it says benake. We mentioned that means tshuva. Now how does that mean tshuva? Omamar, fishnem v'chare v'nake, it said in the Braisa, fishnem v'chuva v'nake, as lashon of the Braisa. Menolon, hayino v'nake means tshuva. Tailunt in the Braisa, Rabbi Lozo, Aymer, yef shaloymer nake, if you look at the Yugam Amidus, it says, noitzeches la'alofim, noitze ovim v'fesha v'chato v'nake, lo yinake. So it's v'nake, lo yinake, make up your mind, it doesn't stim. You can't say that you get a kapara, you're not going to get a kapara. You can't say you're not going to get a kapara, you're not going to get a kapara. Okay, so what's the psukim? It only works, the Hashem only gives a kapara to people who do tshuva. If a person does not do tshuva, he does not get a kapara. That's v'nake means if you do tshuva. And lo yinake if you don't do tshuva. So that's what we know. Where v'nake means tshuva. Shal Rav Masi ben Charash v'loza ben Azariah v'reim here. Rav Masi ben Charash asked v'loza ben Azariah in Rome, Shemata, I heard that there are bar chulukei kapara. There are four different levels of kapara for different averis. Shal Yer v'shmol darish, v'shmol yishadash v'm psukim. So Amaloy, he said that shloy shehem v'tshuvim kol lechavecha. The truth is that there's really three, and each one has with it tshuva. And with this line of shloy shehem tshuva im kol lechavecha, we'll explain after we finish the next few lines of the Gemara. So Gemara goes through the different levels. Ova al asay v'shav. Someone was over on a mitzvah asay, and he does tshuva. In his oz m'sham ad shemaychum loy. He does not... He doesn't leave there until he gets a mechila. If he does tshuva, he gets a mechila. Shneim says in the pasuk, tshuva banim shavavim, and then it says ve'erpam shavavim. It says you get a kapara. And we're going to bring different psukim, and the Chazal knew where to plug in which pasuk to what. Tshuva banim shavavim. If you do tshuva, this ve'erpam shavavim, and then you'll get a kapara. So that's level number one. Ava I'll say you get a kapara if you do tshuva. Ava loy sase vas tshuva. Someone's even a loy sase and he did tshuva. Tshuva toilin kibur mechaper. How do you know you need kippur to mechaper? Shneim says in the pasuk, ki yom hazeh yichap aleichem kol chataseichem. It says that yom kippur will be a kapara on all the chatos. Third thing, oval krisis mises bezin vasa tshuva. If someone was over on krisis mises bezin and he did tshuva, Tshuva v'yom kippurim toilim. Tshuva v'yom kippurim is not enough. Tshuva v'yom toilim v'yisurim amarkin. And the yisurim, a person's yisurim, finishes it off. Shneim says in the pasuk, "V'karti v'shev et pisham u'v'negam avaynam." And Hashem will pay back the averus, the pisham, with a shevet, with a stick, u'v'negam, and u'v'negam avaynam is averus. That's three. Av mishi yeshchil Hashem v'yadai ein lekayach b'tshuva litlois. If someone has chil Hashem, so then the halacha is that ein loy koyach loy b'tshuva litlois v'mikvurim lechaper loy b'yisurim lemarik. It's tshuva yom kippur and yisurim is not enough. Ela kulam toilin umisim arekes shenem av a nigla v'oznayash. Ela kulam toilin umisim arekes. You have to wait till misa to get the kapara. Shenem av a nigla v'oznayashem tzivakos im yichupa av anazel lechem atamusim. Hashem told them that you're not going to get a kapara until you die. And Chazal knew that's the way Chil Hashem. So let's chaz over. So really, if you think about it, there are four chalukah kapara. Level one is aseh, and that what works, tshuva. Level two is lois aseh, you need tshuva and yom kippur. Level three is krisis misas bezdin, you need tshuva, yom kippur, and yesurim. Level four is Chil Hashem, you need tshuva, yom kippur, yesurim, and misa. So the question is, we said before, it's four levels. They said, no, it's three levels. It's four levels. So the Mashal explains that the first level that tshuva works for aseh is not unique, because you need tshuva for every one of the four. So that's what it means, tshuva v'kolecha v'echa. The first level is not unique level, because everything needs tshuva. So there's three unique levels. Level two is unique and needs yom kippur. Number three level is unique and needs yisurim. And level four is unique and needs misa. Therefore, it's only called three chaluki kapara and tshuvim kol echad v'echad. That's the cheshbon. So the Gemara writes, what's called a chilul Hashem? Hechi domi chilul Hashem. It's a revu in this Gemara. The chilul Hashem does not mean in front of goyim. It could mean also in front of goyim, but the chilul Hashem means in front of yidin also. Why? Because people will learn from you. If I buy meat in the butcher shop, I don't pay right away, that's a Chil Hashem. Because people will think I'm stealing it, and they'll learn from me to steal. It's only in a city where they don't bill you. If it's a city that you pick it up and then they bill you, it's like credit, less than ba, there's no chash that you're looking like you're stealing, then you're allowed to walk out without paying, because everyone knows you get billed. Ravina Masmachasia Asu Tabayu. Masmachasia is a city where they bill the people for their. Only in a place where they don't bill you. They don't bill. They don't charge you. They don't send you a bill. If you have a place where when you buy something you get a bill, so then you can walk out without paying, because no one pays right away. Everyone gets a bill. And so Ravina says, Masmachasia Asu Tabayu is a city where you get the bill and therefore you're allowed to walk out without paying. It's not a Chil Hashem. People are not going to think you are stealing. Like as we said, the Chil Hashem is people think that you're going to steal, that you're stealing it, and therefore that's the Chil Hashem. Abaye could have shakal bisser from two shutvim. We used to buy basser from two different shutvim, so he didn't want to eat at any of the shutvim to think that he's not paying. So yav zuzulahai v'zuzulahai, he gave both of them payment for the thing he bought, and then afterwards, so this way they knew right away. Everyone saw and they knew they're getting paid. But he has to make a cheshbon. And then afterwards, later on, he brought them together. He made a cheshbon, and they gave him a little extra meat for the extra money he gave. Baruch upon him, he took care of his side of the story. Always make sure he's paid up right away, and then worried about making a cheshbon afterwards. So Rabbi Yechon Amar, the first example, Chil Hashem was not paying for your product right away. Rabbi Yechon says, going to know a different Chil Hashem. Going to know the Mesgino Arba Amos by Torah or Tefillin. If I walk anywhere without Torah and Tefillin, that's a Chil Hashem. Because Rashi says people will think you don't have to learn. You could be Vatal Torah. Because they don't understand. They're not going to chap that he's really not feeling well, or whatever the reason is. And people are going to think, oh, you don't have to learn so much. You can go around without learning. So that's why it's a Chil Hashem. The Rabbi Yani Amin Kolshech Haveir Mispaishin Machmash Mosai. Anytime people are embarrassed of the things they're saying about him, that's also Chil Hashem. They're saying about this person something that's embarrassing, that's also a Chil Hashem. So you have to make sure to do things that people do not look bad in the eyes of other people. Amram Nach, what?
Yeah,
don't do Goyim, Yidin, yeah. I'm saying if a Yid starts driving like a Meshuggah through a neighborhood 100 miles per hour and he's wearing his hat, yeah, the Chil Hashem for a Yid, yes. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I see someone shugging and driving wild. Say, take off your hat at least, because then people think this is how Talmud Chacham drives. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, if someone has to say, oh, Hashem Shi Michael, that person Fa'aveira, that's a simon that it's not a good thing. You say, Hashem Shi Michael and Fizaveiras, that's also a Chil Hashem. People see this Talmud Chacham or this Chosh of a person is doing Aveiras, people will learn from that, and that's a Chil Hashem. Zog Demar, Abai Omar, another example, get time looked in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Vahafta Hashem Alekecha, Shehei Shem Shemayim is Ayev Al Yodcha. That Hashem's name should be beloved through you. Shehei, what should a person do? What does a good deed do? Shehei Kairi V'Shoina, he learns Chumash, he learns Mishnayis, Mishnayis V'Chomim, which means he learns Gemara, or he learns from a Rebbe, had a Taitch of Gemara. Vei Masoi U'masnoi B'Nachas, when he deals with Abrius, when he deals with any people, it's always B'Nachas, with a refined manner. So then, Ma'abri is Amar's love. What do the people say about him? Ashrei Ovav Shlomo Torah. Praiseworthy is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rav Shlomo Torah. Praiseworthy is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Oy lehem lebriyos. I feel bad for all the people who love the Torah. Ploini Shlomo Torah. This person who learned Torah. Oh, Kama Noam Drachov. Look how sweet his ways are. Kama Sukana Maisav. Look how perfect he is. Allah Akos Vayimah, on this type of person, it says in the Pasuk, Vayimah Li Avdiata, Hashem says, you are my Eved, Yisrael Hashavacha Asbar, that you are the Klai Yisrael who I want to be Mispar with. This is my pride and joy. Avo, Mishakar Vashem Shavacham, but someone who learns Chumash and learns Vishnayas and learns Gemara, Vayim Masay Master Vayimura, but he doesn't deal honestly. Vayim Dibur Benachas Mabriyas, and he doesn't deal with people in a refined manner. Man of Brias and Mar's love, Oil Pai Shlomo Torah. People say, oh, look at the person, he learns Torah, look what happens to him. Oil of Shlomo Torah. A woe on him that he learned Torah. His father taught him Torah. A little rabbi Shlomo Torah. Ploini Shlomo Torah, Rukama Kokal Maisav. Look how bad his mices are. And he learned Torah. Look how bad his mices are. Crooked his mices are. The Kamu Charam Drachav. How disgusting are his ways. Olav Kosvaymer says in the Pasuk that when the Eden went into Golis, then the goyim will say, "Vayovei el goyim ashevol sham, vayichal Hashem kashi." They'll be michal as Hashem, but omar lahem by saying, "Am Hashem elam arziyotzo." This is Hashem's nation, and they had to be kicked out of their land. So that alone is a chil Hashem when people realize that because of the averus they had to be thrown out. So that is a chil Hashem. Omar chamar achnina gedolot tshuva. Tshuva is great. Shemevi refuah slaylam. It brings refuah to the world. Shenema, it says in the pasuk that erpa meshuvasam ayaveh medava. It says in the pasuk lashon of refuah. So you see, tshuva brings refuah to the world. It says in the pasuk. One pasuk says it's the same pasuk. The beginning pasuk says shuva barim shayvavim. Do tshuva shayvavim. And Rashi shayvava means like lost ones. That if you do tshuva, we consider that very you did, like you did it when you were a shaygig, when you were drunk, when you were lost. And therefore, there's no remnant of that very anymore. So tshuva b'am shayvim de mikara, tzmash ma de mikara shayvim atem. That from mafreya, retroactively, you were like a shaygig. It's not really aver. V'chziv erpa meshuvi seichem. Then the rest of the pasuk says that you get a refuah from through your tshuva. You get a refuah from your avera. Someone who gets a refuah, he still has a remnant of the avera by him. Just got a refuah. So what's the pshat? Is it, do you take it off retroactively, or is it just like a refuah, a healing? Like kasha kame have kame yira. If you do tshuva because you love Hashem, so then that's a better tshuva. Then what happens is the avera is gone. Mashenke meyira. Then you did a kapara, you wiped it off, but there's still some kind of stain. Rav Yehuda Rami, Yehuda Zimistira, Ksiv Shuva Banim Shaivivim, it calls the Yidin who do tshuva, calls them children, Banim. Erpa Meshuva Sechem, I'll give you a refuah, recure you from with your tshuva. Bechsiv, it says in Divin Pasik, it says here, they called it Baal, Lashem Baalti. It says, Shuva Shaivivim, Nu Hashem, Kenoichi Baalti Bechem. Kenoichi Baalti Bechem. Sounds like I am your Bailam, like you're a Eved. L'kachti eschem echad me'ir v'shnayim eshbacha. So what's the pshat? Are you banim or you're like avadim? Like kasha kam mahava oy me'ira kane de yisurim. If it's mahava or yira, so you're called banim still. But if you have to come onto yisurim, that already is a siman that he is like an Eved, not like a Ben. And Rashi actually has a different gears in the Gemara. We're not going to speak it out, but Rashi has different gears in this Gemara to a different Pshat and Stira with different Teretz.